Good morning. The second reading today is almost half my book is based on, so we can't pass it up today. And it's talking to St. Timothy. Now, Timothy, remember, was a bishop. He was a priest and a bishop, a disciple with St. Paul. And he was like the spiritual son of St. Paul. And so Paul asked to remind him, and again, here he is, a bishop and a priest, and he still needs reminded not to be complacent, not to just to go through the motions, not to be happy with the status quo. And so he reminds him, he says, let me remind you to stir into a flame the fire that was what happened, the gift that we gave you when we laid our hands upon you. So what he's doing is, listen, you have been given the Holy Spirit, but it isn't enough just to be given the Holy Spirit. You have to use the Holy Spirit. You have to flame it into a fire, huh? Again, Wesley, one of the great Christian preachers, and my own self and what I've been doing throughout the years. You know, often people wonder, you know, Father, where do you get all your energy? You know, when I'm at like last week when I was at the parish down in Virginia, people would come up and say, Father, you know you have a little too much energy. I go, shut up, I'm 50, I can still get all excited, huh? And where do you get the energy from? And it's the same thing that Wesley got it from. It's from the Holy Spirit. Wesley used to say that the Spirit of the living God will set me on fire and people come to watch me burn. And that has to be us, that we in our daily lives have to have this surrender. You know, just going to show up at Mass on Sunday doesn't make you a Christian. It isn't enough. It isn't even beginning to be enough. To be a follower of Christ means that Christ lives his life through you and in you. And the way that happens is through the Holy Spirit. And so what has to happen in our hearts is we have this daily surrender and the fanning into a flame the gift that God gave us when we were baptized and confirmed. Every one of us here have the Holy Spirit, but most of us never use them. I would say 90% of Catholics do not surrender themselves to the Spirit of God. And we're not talking about being charismatic. We're talking about a daily full surrender to the Holy Spirit, like John Paul II had, like Michael Scanlon had, like a lot of people who are saints, that's what it came from, have. And when you and I surrender every day to the Holy Spirit, and it can be something as simple as a prayer of the Holy Spirit. It can be, Spirit of the living God, I surrender myself to you today. Use me for your glory. Spirit of the living God, set me on fire today. And let people come watch me burn. Huh? It can be the old spirit of prayer. Come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful people and enkindle us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and we shall be recreated. And you shall renew the face of the earth. So we need to do this. And that's what Paul's reminding Timothy. You must do this, bishop. You must do this, priest. If you're going to be a faithful follower, you must do this. And then he goes on to say, the spirit that God has given us, it's not a spirit of no cowardly spirit in the old translation, which I like better, but no spirit of cowardice. And the old translation said, but a spirit that is strong, loving and wise. This translation you heard today says a power, love and self-control. All the same reality that when you and I come and we surrender ourselves daily to the Holy Spirit, because that is so necessary, because if not, we're doing things under our own power. The Word of God says we cannot pray as we ought. So the Word of God says you can't pray. You might be praying the last 8 years. I pray every day, Father. Well, you make the Spirit a liar because he said you can't pray as you ought. So the Spirit himself speaks and works through our weakness and prays inside of us. So if you really want to have a good prayer life, begin it by surrendering to the Spirit of the living God. Let the Spirit of the living God pray inside you and through you. Again, it takes a surrender. God does not force himself on you. He invites himself and you have to respond. So a daily giving up yourself to the Holy Spirit. And when you and I do, it says that we're not cowards. We don't walk around in weakness. We don't walk around like defeated. We're not defeated. We have power, love, and self-control. When the parish council got together last meeting or 2 meetings ago, I asked them to put together, you know, it's a great council. Everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. It's unbelievable. They're doing phenomenal. And so they came together and they met a couple hours without me and they put together something. And Of course, I didn't like it, so they were all like, "Rrr." I said, "Let's do it together." So we came and spent over an hour and a half the other day, and we focused on, okay, and it came from them. Where is God calling us? What will be the byline of our parish? And the new byline that we're going to have in all our stuff very soon is, life begins here. Know the power. Life begins here. Know the power. And again, it's not a very ecstatic words there. It's dynamite. It's dynamic. It's alive, huh? That life begins here in this church with the Eucharist, with baptism, again and again with someone going to confession. Life begins in the sacraments. Life begins in Jesus Christ. Life begins here in these walls. And when you have true life, you're going to know the power of God, right? And that's what it says today. When you have the Spirit of God in you, it's a spirit of power. Now, it's not a spirit of power that, look at me, I'm very powerful. Remember when the Acts of the Apostles, when the Holy Spirit, Jesus says, I want you to go pray. And when you go pray, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will receive power for what? Is anybody here alive? Excuse me. You'll receive power and then you will be my witnesses. Oh dear. You'll be witnesses, right? So the power that we are given from God is to witness to God. So when people look at you and me, if we are on fire by the Holy Spirit, they will see God. And we will be a witness. Another word for witness, people of God, is what? Martyr. That means you and I die to ourselves. The Spirit sets us on fire, and the Spirit of God witnesses to the power of God in our lives. Huh? And again, it isn't something that consumes us. It's kind of like the image of the burning bush. You know the burning bush? God was present. God was burning in that bush. But was the bush consumed? No. When we are set on fire by the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit of God will consume us, but not take us away. He'll make us more alive, on fire, and He will give us the power to witness. So that means when you're at work, when you're with your family, the very life you and I live, if we're surrendered to God's Spirit, will witness to God and not to ourselves. So think about it. Have you witnessed to yourself, your family, your power, your position this past week? Or have you witnessed to God? When people look at you, do they see God burning inside of you? If not, it's because you haven't surrendered. You're trying to do this Christianity thing under your own power. You can't do it. You're going through the motions. I don't care if you come here every Sunday. If they're not seeing Christ in you, then there's a problem. So what we need to do is, okay, every day for the rest of our lives, starting today, surrender the Holy Spirit every day. May they see you today. Let them see you. So that's the power that God gives us. The second thing is love. Because when the Spirit of God gives us Himself, it's a spirit of love. And so when you and I are people who are fully engaged in the Holy Spirit and surrendered, we become the presence of God in the world. That means if God is love, then we become love in the world. Now again, love isn't, you become a la-la. You know, love is sometimes hard. Sometimes love is kicking someone in the butt. Love is sometimes when they're trying to manipulate you, saying, you're not going to manipulate me. Well, I'm mad. Ooh, I'll get mad. I will not let you do this. It isn't becoming a walking mat for everybody to walk on. But what it is that you're willing freely to give your life up for others. Huh? You want them to go to heaven. To become a person that has this love inside of you and me, and that means ultimately we want them to go to heaven. We don't give in to their every whim. Oh, I'm mad at Father because you just given my every whim. Sorry, I'm not here to give in to your every whim. I'm here to get you to heaven. So what has to happen in all of us when we have this daily surrender to the Holy Spirit, we'll do everything in our power to get each other to heaven. We'll lay down our life gladly for others. The last thing is called, what was that in the scriptures today? Self-control. Thank you for the five of you that were listening. Self-control. Self-control. Meaning, and again, I think the number one thing America does not have is self-control. We're one of the fattest nations on earth, including the pastor. But the reality is because we don't want to say no to ourselves. We love to sit there and give in to our every little whim. We sit there and give in to ourselves. I don't want to say no to myself. I love myself too much. Really, it's not an act of love when you give in to every whim. It's It's an act of killing yourself. It's not an act of life. It's an act of killing yourself. When we have the Spirit of God within us, we get this self-control that we learn discipline in our lives. And the first discipline all of us must have is the discipline of what? Prayer. Thank you very much. It must be a discipline of prayer. When you and I try to do it under our own power, we don't get to pray every day. Well, we try, Father, I try, but oh, I don't know, I just can't seem to do it, because you're trying to do it under your own power. When you have the Spirit of God, then you'll have that discipline of a daily prayer. You'll have a discipline in your life. And you'll have the discipline to say no to sin, to not give in to every whim that kills you, but to learn to self-control yourself so that the Spirit of God may live more fully in you. And what happens, remember I used the example the other day. The more you are filled with self, if I have a glass here and the glass is filled, and God wants to give you liquid gold, He can't do it because the glass is filled. If you come before Him with self-control and an empty glass, then He can give you everything. If you and I come to God every day filled with self and my wants and my desires and my needs and the way I'm going to do things, there's nothing God can give you. He wants to give you everything, but He can't because you're too filled with self. When we learn self-control, we say no to self, no to self, no to self. The more of life, the more of grace, the more of power, the more love can be poured into your heart. But it's a discipline. It's a self-control. That you're not only always filling yourself up, you're emptying yourself out so God can fill you with Himself. So the key that God is telling us today is every one of us here must fan into a flame the gift that God gave you when you were baptized. You must fuse it. You must fan it into a flame. And when you do that, when you have that daily surrender to God's Holy Spirit, you'll be a person of power, of love, and self-control. When you do that, you'll bring life to yourself and life to the world. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May it sure know His love today and forever. Amen.